every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Just about 2%.
The carbon agenda is
a business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 days. Matthew Clark's been at the opening of a new gym at the Merchant's Manor. More from that in a moment, but first the news headlines.
There's been no let-up in the past week from the storms battering Cornwall. With half-term just around the corner, Cornwall has launched an Open for Business campaign, while the Prime Minister, David Cameron, has been in the southwest to inspect some of the damage for himself. Radio Plymouth's Jane Atwill reports.
A study into alternative rail routes for the southwest has been promised following the destruction of the line at Dawlish, which will take a minimum of 5 more weeks to repair. The work could even stretch into April. I asked Mr Cameron why there hadn't been more investment in the region's transport network or an alternative route before.
Obviously, they were considered many, many decades ago, and we need to refresh that work because we need strong and resilient and rapid train services. In terms of the investment that has gone into the southwest, there have been road and rail upgrades and improvements, but obviously there's a demand for more.
Showing the Prime Minister around was Deputy Managing Director at First Great Western, Andy Mellors. He says staff have been doing all they can to keep those trains that can operate going.
Absolutely. With the blockage on the line at Dawlish, we've had to start and move our people to alternative maintenance depots up in Bristol and West London so that they can actually maintain the trains that are stuck up that side of the country.
There have also been concerns that while money's being spent on the HS2 rail scheme in the north of the country, the southwest has suffered drastic underinvestment. Mr Cameron insisted local travellers wouldn't miss out because of high-speed rail elsewhere.
I know the fear people have is HS2 will take up all the government's capital spending. It won't. 3 times as much on other road and rail schemes, including improvements here in the southwest. Well, I don't have the breakdown of the figures, but obviously that will depend on the available schemes. It'll depend on the outcomes of the studies like the one that I have announced. But people should be in no doubt. We're going to do everything we can to get this service up and running.
Mr Cameron wasn't able to answer all the questions, though. He was unclear on the £30 million pledge to ease flooding at Cowley Bridge at Exeter and whether this would materialise, and couldn't say how much of this Parliament's transport spending would come to the southwest. For many locals, the test of whether the government's taken the concerns seriously will come in the next decade if an alternative route is created.
Staying with the storms, an airline, Flybe, has reacted to the chaos on the rail by doubling the number of weekday flights to London Gatwick. For a limited period, Flybe is operating 6 flights a day whilst it monitors demand for the new schedule. The renowned jewellery entrepreneur Gerald Ratner has been confirmed as the guest speaker for this year's Cornwall Business Awards, which takes place at St Melian in May. Ratner, who once famously called one of his products total crap, is no stranger to the awards, delivering a hugely entertaining presentation 5 years ago. Worldwide Financial Planning has been named one of the top firms in the country. The Truro-based company won the Investment Firm of the Year 2014 award at the Sesame Bank Hall annual conference, which was held in London.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
18 months ago, a Falmouth hotel changed hands and so started a long programme of upgrades. The Greenlawns Hotel in Falmouth first changed its name to Merchant's Manor, and the latest revamp has been unveiled, Cornwall's first techno gym. Tiffany Bailey is hotel spokesperson.
Techno gym's very interactive product, so if you were coming along to join the gym, you would enter an online questionnaire about yourself, which then creates a profile for us. It then enables us to monitor your activity levels, to see if you are using the gym quite a lot, if not. So it's very good on retention of members, and also really good for members in general, so that we can have regular programme reviews with them, and really create something that's catered to their needs in terms of fitness and wellness.
The Cornish Pirates visited in the past 7 days to help launch the new techno gym, and they gave it a tryout as well. Here's Francis Sanderson, who's the strength and conditioning coach with the Cornish Pirates.
It's got some cardio equipment which we don't have access to at our grounds.
But it also has in there the Kinesis machine, which as some of our players today were finding out, has some good tools to do some different SAQ work on. It's also a great tool to do rehab work on.
And Merchants Manor hope to build a commercial clientele in the new revamped hotel, so get in touch with them.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Now let's have a look at what's coming up over the next 7 days with Nick Herrier.
Hosted by Outset Cornwall Enterprising Women, the Money Market comes to Kingsley Village on Monday the 17th. Held between 11 and 2, the day will feature a number of finance-related presentations from the likes of NatWest, Southwest Investment Group and Bishop Fleming. The event is free to attend with no need to pre-register. Further details are on our website. The following day, the Cornwall Chamber meets for its monthly big breakfast. The event was originally scheduled for the Alverton and Truro, but following the recent fire, it will be now held at the Falmouth Hotel.
And that's all from the 7 Days podcast this week. You can catch up with new stories as they happen on businesscornwall.co.uk. So join us in 7 days' time.
7 days. 7 days. With Business Cornwall.